This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 11th of April. And this evening I have been reading in its entirety the judgment of Mr. Justice Wilkie in the court case, the judgment of which came last week. And it's the Surrey County Council Libraries case. You may have seen references to it in the newspapers. And in this court case, claimants have successfully won a judicial review against a decision to reorganise the libraries in Surrey and to move over to a partnership model involving the use of volunteers. Now, the first thing to say about this is that this is just the latest of a whole succession of court cases and some near court cases. You will have seen that London Borough of Brent actually won their case in a similar circumstances, but that both Gloucestershire and Somerset some months ago lost theirs. So these cases have tended to go both ways, as vigorous campaigns have been run by groups seeking to preserve as best they can the current framework of libraries in this country. Now, this particular case, I think, is going to have a lot of attention because of the way that it turns, as the others do, upon the precise interpretation of Section 147 of the Equalities Act 2010. Now, this is the one that says that public bodies must have due regard to equalities issues when they take important decisions. Now, what happened in Surrey was that they took these decisions in a staged way. There was a preliminary decision taken by the Cabinet in Surrey in February 2011. And that committed the Council to a whole sequence of consultation and dialogue with groups that could be persuaded to take over the responsibility of running libraries. From what we can gather from the judgment, it looks as if Surrey did the appropriate things that it needed to do to satisfy the legislation for that preliminary decision. Then the final decision was taken after a lot of dialogue and a lot of consultation with interested parties and stakeholder groups. And it is this second decision where it looks as if the County Council and its officers erred in law. And where they erred is they did not redo and represent the equalities assessments that they needed to take into account what had been absorbed and what had been learnt in the consultation. And it looks as if the attitude of the officers was that nothing has changed. We haven't learnt anything. And therefore they took the view that there was no particular need to report to the council committee or cabinet accordingly. Now, the judge says this is wrong. Even if there's nothing to report, you need to give a flavour of the dialogue that's taken place in the consultation. Now, if you leave the law aside and just look at best practice, I mean, it is clearly not good practice to consult extensively and then have nothing to show for it to the decision maker. Because the people that you've been talking to will turn around and say, well, why have you bothered? And that's why we're very careful when trying to draw a distinction between the law on the one hand and best practice on the other, to take a common sense approach that asks the question, why are you doing this consultation? Is it just a tick box exercise? And the judge says some very interesting things about avoiding a tick box exercise and wanting defendants such as this county council to demonstrate that they really have had proper regard to the issues. Now, at the end of the day, this turned on something very narrow, which is the training provided to volunteers. But you can be absolutely sure that in the discussions and the consultations that took place between the council and the groups thinking of taking over these libraries, this was a very important issue, and for certain there would have been something that should have been fed back to the decision makers. Now, this is a case we will be featuring, I'm quite sure, in the forthcoming events we'll run on the law of consultation, including the training course, and people who are really interested in that, in this issue, will, I'm sure, find those of benefit. So it's Rhian Jones on the 11th of April.